Robert Bozdiech had a horrible sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach as the twin-engine warplane began its shallow dive toward Earth. But for once it wasn't fear of being pounced on by one of the enemy's deadly Messerschmitt 109s that so unsettled him. In the thick fog that had blown across the landscape, they were all but invisible to any marauding German fighters. No, it was fear of the guns that looked below that held him in its vice-like grip.
"The fog is down so thick, Pierre,"
he yelled across at his fellow airmen.
"It is foolhardy, and if we return with no photos, we will be a laughingstock."
Pierre Duval, the aircraft's French pilot, cut in.
"Keep your eyes peeled."
It had been a fine morning when the French Air Force's twin-engine Pothez 63 fighter bomber had taken to the dawn skies. Stationed at the aerodrome at Saint-Dizier, Pierre and Robert had been tasked with flying a reconnaissance mission over the German front, from where the massed ranks of enemy armor menaced the supposedly impregnable defenses of the French Maginot Line. It was the winter of 1939 to 1940, and Germany and France were locked in the so-called phony war. But there was nothing very phony about it from Robert's perspective. When flying a French aircraft that was 100 kilometers per hour slower than the nimble German fighters that stalked the skies above them. As he hunched over his twin machine guns in the rear gunner's seat, he couldn't help but notice how thick the fog had become. It was condensing in thick rivulets that cascaded down the plexiglass turret.